65 degrees here on a Tuesday morning. Well, as we mentioned just a little while ago, Senator Pete Ricketts' office is in the area today and also on Thursday. And we have another couple of meetings in the KBRX area that sometimes we don't get the opportunities to have them right out here in north central Nebraska, but we're lucky enough to do that. And we've got Rachel with the Nebraska Public Service Commission joining us this morning on the phone. And Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Well, the Nebraska Public Service Commission is having some meetings this morning. We've had it on the radio. And these are some listening sessions about broadband access and digital opportunities. And I guess, first of all, Rachel, maybe kind of, make it a little more on the layman terms what we're talking about when we talk about broadband and digital opportunities.
Absolutely. So at the end of the day, broadband access is really just about access to high-speed internet service. And digital opportunities are all of the things that come after to make sure that folks have the opportunity to fully use that high-speed internet access. So we're talking about making sure that it's affordable, that residents, people have the digital skills, the cybersecurity skills to be able to feel confident about using it and being able to maximize it for its full use, whether that's for education, workforce needs, health access, and entertainment and leisure. That's really important, too.
You bet. And, of course, we're lucky that we do have companies out here that do offer a high-speed internet, but not everywhere has it and not everybody's able to access it, are they?
No, they're not. There's about, I would say, about 14-15% of the state of Nebraska that doesn't necessarily have access to what we would call high-speed internet access. And what's going on is over the next 5 years or so, the state's receiving funds through the broadband equity, access and deployment grant to help make sure that every unserved location in Nebraska gets access to high-speed internet.
Right. And Rachel, obviously we use our high-speed internet here in our offices, in town, but a lot of our ag producers out there, mm-hmm. People that are out in the country, they rely on some form of internet access, even just to make sure that their equipment's running properly or to make their equipment run properly, don't they?
Absolutely. It's a huge part of our state's economy, especially when we think about it through that agriculture lens.
Well, so they're having some listening sessions. I'll tell them when they're going to be. They're going to be today in Ainsworth at noon at the Connection at 224 North Main Street. And then this evening, they're going to be in Stewart at the Stewart Auditorium at 204 Parnell Street in Stewart at 5 o'clock. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, they're going to be in O'Neill at the Evergreen Assisted Living here at 1600 North Harrison Street at noon. Now, what's going to go on at these listening sessions? And I'm assuming there will be some question and answer time, too, correct?
Absolutely. So the listening session pretty much has a two-part format. We'll spend the first maybe 20 to 30 minutes providing some information about the different grant programs that the state's currently working through. In addition to that broadband deployment grant, we also, our colleagues over at the Office of the CIO and the Nebraska Information Technology Commission have a grant to develop a digital equity plan for the state. And since we're both in planning stages for these grant funds, the majority of the time is spent listening to people who show up for these sessions. So we'll spend about 30 minutes providing an overview of the different grant programs just so that we're all working from the same sheet of music about what it is we're working on. And then also just making sure that we all have the same kind of foundational knowledge about broadband access, what we mean when we say served and unserved. So about 30 minutes of information sharing. And then the rest of the time is really devoted to conversations about specific topic areas that folks want to talk about. So whether that's about availability needs, affordability, digital skills, technical skills, cybersecurity, devices, we're really letting folks take the reins about what it is they want to talk about and share with us so that we have that really important information from folks who are living this every day to incorporate into those planning documents.
Yeah. And Rachel, I'm sure the Public Service Commission might learn about maybe some areas that they thought were being served that aren't, or maybe the general public might learn about that they actually have some services available that maybe they didn't know about.
Yes and no. I would say so. Part of what we do talk about is the ongoing mapping challenges. And when I say challenges, that means challenges to the fabric that we use in identifying what locations are served and what is not served. And so we go over that. We talk to folks about how they can find that information to see what the FCC, which is the data that we use, says about their location. And if it's accurate, woohoo, that's great. If it's not, we talk through folks how they can challenge that information so that we just keep getting better and better data to work with.
You bet. Well, yeah, and like we said, there's these meetings are open to the public. So everybody, if you want to kind of be in the know about broadband or digital opportunities in our area or have a question or a comment, please come to the meetings.
Absolutely. We'd love to see you there.
All right. Rachel, anything else this morning?
No, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to share this information. Thanks so much for having us.
And Rachel, if they want to get a hold of the Public Service Commission or find out more about anything, what's the website for the Public Service Commission?
It's psc.nebraska.gov.
All right, PSC, Public Service Commission, just the letters, psc.nebraska.gov. All right, Rachel, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us, and we hopefully will get a bunch of people to show up today and tomorrow here at the meetings in our area.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. That's Rachel there with the Nebraska Public Service Commission. Again, you can check out psc.nebraska.gov. But again, that meeting, there's one today at noon in Ainsworth at the Connection at 224 North Main Street. Then there's one tonight in Stuart at 5 o'clock at the Stuart Auditorium. And then on Wednesday, there'll be an O'Neill at the Evergreen Assisted Living at 12 noon. Please attend those sessions if you've got questions or answers or just want to get more info.
10 a.m.